out where the sunset burned the plains, and the dust knew every name. There rode a woman dressed in black, with sorrow in her reins. Rachel Boone was soft once, so the old folks sometimes say, had a little farm by cottonwoods where the morning fields turned gray. Thomas sang to fence posts, laughed when the coffee burned, and Silas Daggett came one night and the whole world overturned.
She buried him by daylight
beneath a bitter sky.
So the house bought two guns and forgot the way to cry.
Every town had wanted paper,
every road had blood and bone,
but the worst name on the wind was still the one called Daggett alone.
She did not write for silver,
she did not write for fame.
She wrote because a dead man's voice kept calling out her name.
They caught a Rachel Boone, black hat against the sun, with a wanted name in one hand and justice in her gun.
She wrote where cowards whispered, where the blood red rivers ran,
but the last bounty in Mercy Creek gave the widow back her name. Creek with trail dust in her hair, and every card stopped falling when she stepped inside the glare.
Asked for whiskey bath in silence, asked what fear had left unsaid, and Clara spoke of Mary's farm where the living looked half dead.
Out beyond the dry creek
where the wind bent every tree,
Mary stood behind a door too scared to even breathe.
Daggett wore another man's house,
held her life inside his hand,
but Rachel knew that scarred old face
like a brand burned in the land.
She wanted fire and thunder, she wanted blood for blood, but a hostage in the doorway held her vengeance in the mud.
They called her Rachel Boone, black hat against the sun, with a wanted name in one hand and justice in her gun.
She rode where cowards whispered, where the blood red rivers ran,
but the last bounty at Mercy Creek gave the widow back her name.
Smoke rose from the barn roof, cattle thundered down the plain.
Daggett laughed like devils laugh
when they think they own the game. Rachel dropped her gun belt, Mary trembled in his hold. Then the legend moved like lightning, hard as iron, dark as gold. In the barn there came no mercy, only dust and broken breath. And the man who dealt out widows finally met a widow's death. But revenge is not a sunrise, and a grave gives no reply. So Rachel stood there shaking, with no tears left to cry. Mary learned the mornings without fear at every sound.
Rachel fixed the fences and put roots into the ground. The bounty paid the old debts, the house began to mend, and the woman made of gun smoke found a reason not to end.
By the rainlit kitchen window,
Mary touched her battle scars, said,
"You don't have to keep riding
just because you've come this far."
Rachel said, "I'm no kind of wife now."
Mary smiled through all her pain.
"I never asked for one, my darling, only that you stay."
So sing of Rachel Boone,
who laid her pistols down, not beaten by the desert, not broken by the town. She burned the wanted paper, watched the ashes rise and fade, and in Mary's arms at Mercy Creek, the legend learned to stay. Out where the sunset warms the fields, and the porch light calls her home, there lives the woman once feared by all, no longer riding alone. No longer riding
alone.